Good morning, and once again, welcome to the midweek devotion, Coffee with Ann. Let me just start by saying I had to go for a second cup this morning. How about you? Some mornings are just like that, right? Okay, well, let's settle in for a few minutes with Solomon's wisdom in Proverbs 18:13. In this verse, Solomon advises on the problem with speaking before we listen. He says, to answer before listening, that is his folly or unwiseness and shame. Now, my husband George loves the game show network. It is his default if there is no baseball or other sport being televised. I am not such a fan, but a small dose can be worth a laugh or two. His favorite shows are those where the participant or participants have to answer a question or complete a statement. They range from Jeopardy, where knowledge and a quick mind are necessary, to Wheel of Fortune, which requires quickness and a mind for words and puzzles, to Family Feud, which requires mostly quickness and a sense of humor. Now, if you ever watch such programs, you have probably noticed that the quickest way to lose in these games is to quickly respond before the question is complete. Almost always, the answer is incorrect. This brings us to Proverbs 18, verse 13. But on a much more serious note, the fact is we don't listen very well. It is hard for we human beings to keep our mouths shut and listen. We want to be the winner, the smart one, the quick one to solve a problem. Most of us, I think, want the problem to be resolved quickly, and we love being the hero. This attitude pervades problem solving at work, at home in family relationships, and in friendships. In general, it has been my experience that we humans have a tendency to begin thinking of our next response based on our experience or learning, or perceived wisdom, as soon as we think we know what the problem is. In so doing, we set ourselves up to lose. We miss the person's question or concerns. We have not waited for the whole story. We have not listened for the root of the problem. We have missed our opportunity to encourage someone to think through, pray, seek help, and solve their own problems. And if we are not careful, we can offer advice that is totally unsuited for the problem, making the situation worse. I am sure that awareness of this part of our humanity is something that many of you, maybe all, have long since figured out. I, however, had to learn this lesson the hard way, through folly, unwiseness, and shame. I vividly remember sometimes in my earlier years, 20s, early 30s, when you would think, I would know better, of opening my mouth and inserting my foot. When I gave advice, when I had not listened. When I took action but did not have the experience and knowledge to justify my decision. I thought I had the answers. I didn't. Quite honestly, I hadn't lived long enough, listened enough, observed enough. If you pay attention and ask for wisdom, as Solomon frequently suggests, it will come to you. But folks, it takes time, practice, and prayer. Be humble. Rarely do we have the solution to someone else's problems. And even if we do, the person is unlikely to follow our advice unless they themselves see the truth of the situation. Listen. Just listen. Let go of your own wisdom and listen. Allow yourself to be humbled by the fact that each of us has to walk our own path. Being listened to is something most of us are hungry for. Someone to value us enough to listen. It is a loving, kind, supportive action, which takes no real skill other than sincerely giving your time and being quiet. I will close this morning with a prayer for us all, based on Proverbs 1:7. Dear Lord, give us a heart that honors and respects you, that we might live in awe of your power and the wisdom of your word. Please guide us that faith in you would be the controlling principle for our understanding of the world, your attitudes, and your actions, and your willingness to make us truly wise. Thank you so much, all of you, for being with me this morning, and may the Lord bless you and yours. Amen.